Plus. All right, guys, we have more stories, starting with more of Mark's excellent friends. This is Spencer Ham.
Spencer's cool!
Thank you. What a whimsical instrument that was. Very fun. So if you know anything about me, if you just knew one thing, let's say, it's that I am a huge fan of That 70s Show. I love it to death. And in fact, God, I just miss that gang, you know? What a fun group. In fact, years ago, embarrassingly enough, I wrote, actually did write some fan fiction for it, and I found it recently, and I would just love to just, like, read a little excerpt from it. It's titled Goodbye, Wisconsin. We open by seeing the whole gang. Eric, Donna, Kelso, Jackie, Steven, and Fez. They're in their familiar circle, except this time they're not in Eric's basement. They're in a jungle. And they're huddled around a campfire. It's crazy to think that just 24 hours ago we were in Wisconsin, but now we're in South America, stated Eric. Hey, Fez, where exactly are we again? Guyana. Guyana, shrieked Kelso. I thought when you said we were going to South America that we were going somewhere south in America. You know, like South Dakota. Eric shoots him a blank stare. No, Kelso, we're down here to meet Fez's family, said Donna. And for the record, I always knew you were South American. Oh, Donna, you sweet, naive hussy. I'm not, replied Fez. We're here to visit my adopted family. There's a lot of them. 909, to be exact, said a mysterious figure who suddenly emerged from the shadows. Papa, Papa, Fez yelled as he ran towards the man and hugged him. Welcome home, my child. You brought all your friends, I see. Wonderful. Oh, where are my manners? Let me introduce myself. Hi, I'm Jim Jones. And you're just outside of my settlement. I found it with my family. We call it Jonestown. You have over 900 kids? What? Did you never use a rubber? Asked Kelso. We're not that kind of family. We're a family because we all are like-minded people who share the same beliefs. We belong to the People's Temple, a religion that believes that we can rise above the transgressions of American corporations so that we may one day live in a utopian society. Sounds like a Kiss concert, quipped Stephen. Yeah, it's something like that. Suddenly, sirens are heard in the background. Jim Jones looked at his watch. Oh, it's time. I would introduce you to the family, but you've arrived at a critical juncture in our journey. You see, it's imperative that we all leave our mortal bodies tonight. It's the only chance our spirits may live eternally together. Oh, now it really sounds like a Kiss concert, said Stephen. Let me get you your drinks for the transformation. I'll be right back. Jim grabs Fez, and they both leave. Okay, so Fez definitely grew up in a cult, said Donna. That would explain the haircut, Jackie quipped. You guys, this isn't funny. In a few minutes, a crazy man is coming back and is expecting us to drink poison with him. Yeah, guys, Eric chimed in. He's definitely crazy. Unless he's not. Wait, you can't honestly believe that any of this nonsense he was saying, asked Donna. I don't know. I mean, yeah, of course it sounds crazy on the surface. But on the way down here, well, I had some time to think. You know, when we graduate high school in a few months, we're all going to be going our separate ways. Sure, we'll keep up in touch at first, maybe even like the second year or so. But after that, it's going to get harder and harder to see each other. And I thought that kind of just bums me out. I love you guys. You're my people's temple. So even if there's an off chance that the group of lunatics is right and we can spend eternity together, then I say I'm willing to take that risk. The group makes eye contact with one another. There's a pregnant pause before Stephen walks up to Eric and places his arm on his shoulder. I guess there are worse people to spend an eternity with. I'm in. One by one, the group follows suit until everybody has their arm on Eric. Jim Jones returns, carrying 7 plastic cups. Here you go, guys. Drink up. Kelso looks in his cup. Is this Kool-Aid? Close. It's Flavor-Aid. Flavor-Aid, gasped Jackie. Look, I'm all for doing a mass suicide with you guys, but I am not on board with jugging a generic drink. Jackie, the group shouted. She shrugs and drinks her cup along with everybody else. Within a few moments, they all fall to the ground, dead. The vapid husks they once called bodies are now strewn about on the hard, unforgiving ground. Their blank stares pierce the cold night sky like an emergency flare that will never be seen. A few minutes later, a helicopter lands near their bodies, and out steps Red Foreman. He walks over to his son's corpse and falls to his knees. He cradles Eric's in his arm, strokes his hair, and he whispers, "You jackass. You beautiful, beautiful jackass. I Still Love You by Kiss starts playing. Fade to black, end of series. Thank you."
Thank you. Way better. Way better than the actual series finale. Although, the finale was okay. And it had to. All right, guys.